A week after Sandy, many elderly residents in Far Rockaway are still without power. Mayor Bloomberg was met with anger when he toured the area over the weekend. Some supplies are trickling in, but as WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports, residents are cold and worried about freezing temperatures at night.
Just off Secret Boulevard in Far Rockaway is a large community called Wavecrest Gardens, where many residents didn't evacuate. The buildings didn't suffer the worst of the flooding, but power is still out. And residents like Star Lindstrom are getting anxious.
Just because we're not underwater doesn't mean we're not suffering. We're suffering. Yeah, we're in a hole, and it's dark, and it's freezing cold, and it's so scary at night.
She visits her friend and neighbor, 74-year-old Arlene Weisberg, boiling water on gas burners all day for warmth, something safety experts discourage. Also in the apartment is Weisberg's 45-year-old mentally retarded son. He's usually in a program, but now he's at home without the TV to keep him calm. Each day without power makes Weisberg worried.
It's a hard thing when you're alone in the house. We're like prisoners here. At least in jail, they tell you things, what's going on.
You know your sentence. We don't know what our sentence is.
We don't know.
Next door is a senior center called JASA. A worker there says 800 of the 1,500 elderly residents remained during the storm. All day, volunteers from various organizations stream in to deliver food, diapers, candles, and batteries. Maria Medved is a home health aide for a Russian man there in his 70s. She says the building is getting the supplies it needs.
A volunteer yesterday gave food all area, all building, food.
Wow.
And things and blanket. Good.
But many residents have a hard time getting up and down the stairs of the 17-story building. While health aides are there during the day, many residents still sleep alone. FEMA and an urban search and rescue team took one elderly resident to the hospital Monday, while FDNY EMS evacuated another. Crews from LIPO were in the area and say they hope to have 90% of power restored by Wednesday. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.